necessary that I keep it burning. Hey, yo, I am to gang. Loops give them kiss the ring. Misfit and the list begins. Can I live? Can I live? Oh, Lord. Can I live? All old time. I said, can I live? Yeah. I am in a hole, so natural say those eyes. I shouldn't need no applause for this and the attention. I don't like, you see. I'm just a simple man who fits the plan. I'm just saying, I give up. So if they love me or hate me, still represent proudly and greatly. To be a god and a Mr. Man, Yamini Pakena live. Yamini Pakena live. Can I live? Let me ask one more time. It's rough for them. Can I live? Break it down for me. And show yourself as I was so. That's no fear on your mind. When you make me sad, you need for better. Hey, so die, yes, it's them. Grammy, I hear so many of you.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Tonight, the decision to trigger an MP seat as vacant must come from the political party and not a member of parliament. That's the position of former Speaker of Parliament, Professor Aaron Mike Okwei. Details as he defends his 2020 ruling that led to the former seat being declared vacant after the current second deputy speaker decided to contest as an independent candidate.
In fact, it was some parts of the executive which initially were protesting. I told them they have no locus in that matter. If they wanted to do what they purported to do, they should let their party do it. So the NPP, as a party, wrote to the speaker. It means that if you want to invoke this constitution, you must also show where, by your internal constitution, that particular person had flouted your law, and they showed it.
Well, he says Parliament was wrong in allowing a debate on the petition by the minority leader to have the four MPs' seat declared vacant.
Majority can use this as a mischievous instrument to continue sacking the minority, because they will bring the matter to the floor and then they will tell the speaker, we have to debate and we have to take a vote. And if they take the vote, they win. Then they chuck him out. Then they chuck another out. It will become a fine way of reducing the membership of the opposition.
We'll hear from the political parties, plus get legal education from legal brains on this particular topic. This Stop Story brought to you by Telecel, Connecting Energies and Holy Incense Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, tonight, former Speaker of Parliament, Professor Aaron Mike Okwei, is defending his 2020 ruling that declared a former MP seat as vacant. As he says, he fulfilled all the constitutional and conventional requirements before declaring the seat vacant. The former Speaker's ruling followed a letter from the governing MPP informing him of the MP's decision to renounce his party membership. Esiama withdrew from the MPP then to register his reservations about what he termed machinations to get him out during the party's primaries. He lost the primaries in June 2020 and subsequently failed to run as independent candidate in the 7 December polls. Today, the same issue is playing out in Parliament with four MPs on the verge of losing their seats. But Professor Mike Okwei says the circumstances are different. He tells my colleague Elton Brobe that the behind-the-scenes moves that led to his ruling.
Let us start, for example, with what happened in the last Parliament.
Which you presided.
Which I presided over.
I'm sure in the case of the current Deputy Speaker of Parliament.
That is so. It was a very interesting case. In fact, it was some parts of the executive which initially were protesting. I told them they have no locus in that matter.
Protesting against what?
No, it was protesting against the the former MP.
This continuous allegiance to the MP, even though they are filed to contest the election as an independent candidate.
I told them they had no locus in that matter. If they wanted to do what they purported to do, they should let their party do it.
First sack him from the party.
Exactly.
Or recall him from parliament.
Exactly. First, dealing with him as a party person. Mm-hmm. Then other things will roll. So, if you don't get the background well, you'll be misled.
Okay.
So the NPP, as a party, wrote to the speaker, stating why they were withdrawing their support, because according to their constitution, this person had betrayed his allegiance to the party
first.
Yes, by contesting against the official candidate of the party.
Right.
So it means that if you want to invoke this constitution, you must also show where, by your internal constitution, that particular person had flouted your law. And they showed it, that if you contest against the official candidate of the party, you are liable to expulsion.
From the party.
From the party.
In other words, you become an opponent to your own party.
Exactly. You become an opponent to your own party. You have put it very, very right.
So that is the former speaker there. Now, he says the decision must not be allowed to members of parliament to take by debating it. He elaborated on the procedure that should take in this exclusive interview with Elton Broby.
It can be. It all depends. But let me tell you one thing about the mischief that a debate can cause.
Mm-hmm.
Majority can use this as a mischievous instrument to continue sacking the minority.
Absolutely.
Because they will bring the matter to the floor. And then they will tell the speaker, we have to debate. And we have to take a vote. And if they take the vote, they win. Mm. Then they chalk him out. Then they chalk another out. It becomes a fine way of reducing the membership of the opposition. So you see, it's not an opposition and majority and minority matter.
Mm.
It's a matter of a political party. The benefit inures to the political party and not to others. And let me tell you, it's like a man and his wife living in their house and somebody saying that your wife has done something wrong, therefore there should be a divorce case to sack her. And the man tells you, I have no problem with my wife. We are sitting here in peace having tea. What is that man talking about? And you are insisting the outsider that there is trouble. Who should know whether there is trouble or not? That is the political party, the husband or the wife.
Mm.
That is the thing.
Okay. So in this case, Haruna Iddrisu is inviting the Speaker of Parliament to give meaning to the constitutional provision that said as when a member declared allegiance to another party, in this case, the members they decided to contest as independent candidate, just like it happened in the case of Andrew Esiama in 2020. He's inviting the Speaker to declare the seat vacant. Procedurally, is how will I do so right?
He's wrong.
Why do you say so?
Because the benefit is not his. The law does not stand to his annulment. That's why I talk about husband and a wife.
Meaning he has no locus in this matter?
He has no locus.
Because he doesn't belong to the MPP?
Because he doesn't belong to the party involved. Is it you who should say there's a problem in my house? You say there's a problem, I have a problem with my wife. And I'm saying I have no problem with my wife. What are you talking about? So it is the MPP that can trigger
the removal of these
the removal of their own parliament. MP. Yes.
So for to put it in proper context, if Haruna Iddrisu wants something done, he can only do so as it relates to the only NDC member who is also, you know, express his desire
that is so.
To contest an independent.
That is so.
But he cannot force the speaker
no.
to declare the seats belonging to the MPP MPs vacant.
At all.
This can only be triggered by the MPP as a political party.
By the MPP. And that's why I've given you the background of that legal provision.
Mm.
It is to correct a certain mischief that can be operated against political parties. It's not a matter of debate at all in the floor of the House. In fact, if you bring debate, you create a big problem. Because now you can always use a majority in parliament to provoke a debate, and then they will start sacking the minority people. Is that not so?
Yes.
Because if you bring it as a debate and as a vote, then if you say aye, and the ayes are more than the nay, then the motion has been carried, and that person must be sacked from parliament. What are you talking about?
Educate me, Prof. I'm looking at the tenure of members of parliament.
Yeah.
And going through the constitutional provision, he says if any circumstance arises such that if a member of parliament would cause him to be disqualified or eligible, if he resigns from office as a member of parliament by writing under his hand or address to the speaker, if he leaves the party of which he was a member at the time of his election to parliament to join another party or seeks to remain in parliament as an independent member of parliament, I don't see anywhere that the role of political party is mentioned here.
If he leaves his party, if he has been sacked by his party, if the party starts any disciplinary action against him, mm-hmm. it's the party who knows. It's the party.
For now, there's no evidence to suggest that the MPP has sacked them.
There's no evidence that the MPP have sacked them. And it's the MPP who can say they have sacked them.
Mm-hmm.
There can be trouble. I've said it. There can be difficulties. But while those difficulties are going on, you cannot bring this kind of application to the court. And that is why the speaker will pronounce on it by going through the processes of law that he should know. That is, giving whoever is being accused hearing and then pronouncing upon his exit.
So until the MPP as a party take any decision against any of the members, for now it will be deemed as though they are so legitimate members of the MPP.
That is so.
Even though they are contesting the upcoming elections as independent candidates.
It is for the party.
Contesting against the party's chosen candidates in their constituencies.
It's for the party to now complain. And if there's anything, it is for the speaker now to hear that person. You know that it's an action against an individual.
Mm-hmm.
It's an action against an individual. Those people who are calling for certain removals, have they heard them?
No.
That is the end of the matter. You cannot pronounce anybody guilty. You cannot kick a member of parliament from parliament unless there's a process of hearing him or giving him or her the chance to be heard.
There's a spirit and a letter of the constitution. Morally, the MPP in 2020 took that decision because for some people, they had their numbers in town. So one person leaving the party was not going to have any effect on the numerical strength of the MPP in 2020.
Yeah. Yes.
Now it's different.
Yes.
So morally, perhaps the reason why the MPP is not taking this step is that any move they make will put them in opposition in parliament.
Very good.
So morally, the MPP
may not want to. Or maybe trying to still solve the problem.
But you're saying that technically and logically, they are right.
They are right because they should be the complainants.
But it will be the speaker's pronouncement to say that the people should be given hearing. Isn't it so?
It is mandatory that the moment you see that there's a possible disciplinary action against anyone to trigger Odi Oterem Partem and hear him.
What do we expect the current speaker to do regarding this motion?
The current speaker is a very experienced man. He's one of the fundamentals of parliament. He has been in parliament from 1993. And I've known him as a very, very strong member of parliament. He likes and he loves parliament. I believe that he will go by the way that I'm talking about. Yes. But now we are actually talking about the generalities.
Okay. But for you lawyers, every lawyer may have a different view to a matter. So just like you insisted on the MPP complaining, you expect that if the speaker should consider this matter, you should have a complainant. In this case, the party upon which the members are serving in parliament.
Yes, and that is why I told you about the man and his wife.
In this case, in the absence of a formal complaint, you will expect the speaker to dismiss this motion outright?
I would love to say what I know the law is.
Mm-hmm.
As to what other people do, I will leave that to them.
Mm.
So that is the former Speaker of Parliament, Professor Aaron Mike Okwe. But as this debate rages on in Parliament, embattled Member of Parliament from Mfi Central, Peter Yakwachiaka, is expressing indifference towards the petition filed by the Minority Caucus seeking to declare his seat as vacant. Kwachiaka, who has chosen to run as an independent candidate in the upcoming parliamentary election, says his decision was as a result of what he views as unfair treatment by the National Democratic Congress. Listen.
Very true that I've filed as an independent candidate. I'm the season MP for Mfi Central. And then I went into primaries. There were some more processes and irregularities in the primaries. And some group of people petitioned the party and later ended up in court that the person who came up first was not qualified. And so after some long deliberations, the court injuncted the person that the party should not have anything to do with her and that she should also not call herself as a PC until the final determination of the case. So we're thinking there are going to be some genuine dissent. I went ahead and filed to contest in the primaries. And in 3 days' time, I think they were giving the forms on Friday. On Saturday, we were to bring the forms to Accra. And then the voting was to go on. I went in. We paid 45,000 Ghana cedis. Within 30 minutes, I was disqualified as a sitting MP. It was nothing that I have done to merit that one. And yet the announcement went out that I say I'm giving my support to the person, rather the person who forged documents and because of that court had injuncted, was declared unopposed. Yes, and I felt that no, that is not fair. So I have decided that if the people want me, I'll go independent.
So that is the MP for the Mfi Central there. Let's do more on this by bringing in a law lecturer at the Gympa School of Law, Nick Gbagbo-Samuadu. We also have on the line Haruna Mohammed, his MPP's Deputy General Secretary. Also, Mustafa Gbande is NDC's Deputy General Secretary. Let me start with you, Nick Gbagbo-Samuadu. I'm grateful to you for joining us here. First off, how different, you know, other circumstances that we're talking about?
Well, yesterday and good evening to your listeners and the viewers as well. Yesterday we had this discussion on TV and I reiterated a certain principle that in attempting to analyze this particular constitutional issue, you need to look at it from both a procedural and a substantive point of law view. Procedurally, the issue about who triggers the provision is very important. And it is something that will definitely be pronounced upon either by the speaker or in the lawsuit that has been filed. Because you see, that procedural step has to have with it certain evidential principles. For example, in the last case where Professor Michael Quay ruled, that process was triggered by communication from the NPP. In this particular scenario, it is communication that is being triggered by a member of parliament. And as Professor Michael Quay pointed out, the principle of audi alterum partem becomes important. What is the evidential basis for upholding the allegation that indeed a situation that triggers that particular constitutional provision has occurred? Is it that you are dealing with simply a newspaper report, for example, or there is concrete evidence that there is a basis to invoke the said provision? So on account of that, the person seeking to invoke that particular provision becomes important. If it's the political party, if the speaker rules that, look, this involves a political party because it is an allegation that somebody has crossed or has moved from the party and is no longer a member of the party and therefore has crossed carpets and requires some communication from the party, he may go in that direction, as Professor Michael Kwe is signaling. However, the speaker may also move in a different direction by saying that, look, a member of parliament equally has the right as a member of parliament to bring to the attention of parliament any situation which involves a provision that may be triggered in parliament. And so if that member of parliament is aware that there is a basis for triggering that particular provision to declare a seat vacant, he has a right to bring that information before parliament. If that provision can be triggered by a member of parliament, then the next question that must be asked is, what is the evidential basis for triggering such And I think that, and I want to humbly submit, that a mere allegation in the news may not be enough. I suspect, and I repeated that yesterday, that Mr. Speaker may probably have to write to the Electoral Commission to inquire as to whether or not, indeed, the members of Parliament alleged, have actually indicated the fact that they want to go independent and have picked up forms and have actually signed to go on as independent candidates. If that is satisfied, then I think that the old principle as laid down by Professor Michael Quay himself in respect of his ruling, which in it he said that an overt act such as declaring yourself as independent satisfies the provision in there to qualify as you being declared as vacant, the position or your seat as vacant, will be triggered. So if that evidential burden is satisfied, then I believe that the old provision or the interpretation as given by Professor Michael Quay may be the way that the speaker may go.
Well, but if you listen to Professor Okwe very well, he says the complainant in this case can be none other than the political party that this MP belongs to.
This is a qualification that he is given. Remember, in that situation, it was a political party that triggered the communication. Is he saying that a member of parliament is disqualified from also bringing that information to the attention of Mr. Speaker? That is why he also, if you listen to Professor Michael Quay carefully, he talked about the procedural steps. One, that person who is going to be affected must be given an opportunity to be heard. And number two, what is the basis, the information, the quality of information that is being brought to the attention of Mr. Speaker? He says that if the information is coming from the party, then he's satisfied because it is only the party that can determine whether somebody is a member of that party or not. However, if we go by the other stand in his ruling, we said that any overt act by the sitting MP, which shows that he has moved or shifted from his previous party, i.e., if he declares himself an independent candidate, you understand? So that other part may also be triggered.
Okay.
That if there is evidence, and I'm humbly suggesting that a communication from the Electoral Commission that a sitting MP has filed to what? To contest as an independent candidate will satisfy that evidential burden.
Okay.
And so I'll find it very difficult for someone to say that a member of parliament is not qualified to bring a matter to the attention of Mr. Speaker.
Well, Professor Michael Quay answers that. He says it is like you and your wife. Someone cannot come out of the marriage to say that there's a problem and therefore there should be a divorce. It should come from either parties.
With the greatest respect, you can't compare apples to oranges. This is a procedural. You might as well say that certain matters cannot be triggered by members of parliament. I am yet to see any subject matter that a member of parliament is barred from bringing to the floor of parliament.
Okay. Stay with me. Let me bring in Mustafa Gbande, who is Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. Mustafa, thank you for joining. Will your party move for the declaration of the Amenfi Central seat as vacant because your MP has decided to file and contest as independent?
Well, thank you very much, and good evening to our cherished listeners. I think that, first and foremost, the party's constitution is very emphatic that any member whose conduct in terms of loyalty commitment jeopardizes the interests of the party, that person stands capable of being disqualified from contesting any election, capable of being suspended, and it forms a basis to trigger disciplinary actions against the person. And so to the extent that a certain member of parliament have filed to contest independent, it's a straightforward matter that he stands to be suspended from the party. And that will happen independent of what is happening in parliament.
So does your constitution say suspension and, you know, triggering and disciplinary actions against the person, or
you actually cease to be a member of the party because you are running on a different ticket other than the party. It is a party that takes everyone on board. You are in parliament because of the party. If at some point you feel that your loyalty could be decoupled with the party, you may as well cease to be a member of our party. And that is what our constitution says. And we can deal with you irrespective of what motion or action is happening in parliament. We are following the contradictory ostrich positions being advanced in parliament. We do not want to get into the matter until the Speaker of Parliament makes his pronouncement. But the issue of Amenvisentra, the party will proceed, I think, at appropriate time to take informed action when the General Secretary deems it fit to convene a meeting for that purpose. That decision will surely be taken, because if you have gone to file to contest independent and we have the party's recognized, elected, legitimate parliamentary candidate on the ticket of the party, then I think that the one that is going on independent ceases automatically to be a member of the party.
So is this a conclusion your party has come to, that in fact, the Amenfi Central MP now is no longer a member of your party and therefore should be vacated from parliament?
It's neither here nor there. A decision would have to be taken. He's, as he's speaking, he's still on one leg. Constitutionally, he stands to be expelled from the party. On another leg, what if tomorrow he decides to back off his decision? I mean, he would then still come back as a member. But as it stands, the party haven't taken any decision yet. But it doesn't also mean that he has not been disloyal to the party, or he doesn't stand to be expelled from the party. He will be expelled from the party if he proceeds within a reasonable time. When the party monitors the situation, they need to go ahead and take that decision.
Okay.
That one, I can assure you. But currently, as it stands, we have not taken any decision yet. We think that they are all relapses from the internal context.
Okay. But Bandy, I think you've explained it better. Let me bring in Haruna Mohammed of the MPP. Haruna, what's the position of the MPP? Are you willing to write to the speaker to tell him that, look, declare the seat of our MPs who have decided to go independent as vacant? Haruna Mohammed. Hello, Haruna. Okay, so we'll try and then rectify Haruna's line so that. But the NDC says they deem the Amenfi Central MP as someone who has gone against the constitution, but the party has not come to a concrete decision on his action, and in due time they will. Haruna, thank you for joining. I want to find out from you whether the MPP's decision is that you would want to write to the speaker to declare your MP, the seat of your MPs who have decided to run as independent, as vacant.
Good evening to your cherished listeners. At this juncture, you know, the MPP is a law-abiding party. We have heard and received the news that the majority leader has caused a writ in the Supreme Court of Ghana, and the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana is supreme to any other constitution in Ghana. So whereas this particular matter is in court, the National Party will refrain to issue a statement on this particular matter until we get a determination from the Supreme Court of Ghana.
If the case is determined and it goes against him, are you, as a party, willing to write to the speaker to take action on that?
It would be certain a decision. And, you know, the second highest decision-making body of the party is the National Council. On matters of parliamentary issues, it ends at National Executive Committee. So on this particular matter, I know that if a decision is taken and the MPP would have to take a decision, then the National Executive Committee of the party would have to convene, and a decision will be taken and communicated by the General Secretary of our party.
All right, Mustafa, I'm grateful to you. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Incense I Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. My name is Samuel Kojo Briz. Up next is Newsnight.
There's a business in every woman, from the young lady brimming with exciting and novel business ideas to the market queen managing her empire. There's the she architect, quantity surveyor, realtor, business consultant, crafting dreams into reality, and the multitasking mom, seamlessly blending work at home. The entrepreneur, meticulously checking stock. To the corporate woman, sealing deals on the move. Indeed, there's a business in every woman. Introducing Telecel Women in Business, our initiative to empower women-led and women-owned enterprises. Benefit from tailored activities, networking, business and technical support, free webinars, trainings, and more. To join this initiative, be a female-led business and a Telecel business customer. Visit telecel.com.gh/business to register now.
Telecel, connecting energies.
Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining, whining my ears, bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy, now I'll be spraying them away with holy insecticide spray. Me, I go spray them away with holy insecticide spray. When I sleep, I sleep. Me die,
Mosquito Quell, Holy Multi-Purpose Insecticide Spray. Ghana Krum Krum. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Do you want a healthy smile?
Are missing teeth affecting your confidence? Dental implants could be the solution. Hi, I'm Tanya from Bethel Dental Clinic, Ghana, and I'm here to tell you about the amazing benefits of dental implants. If you're missing teeth or struggling with uncomfortable dentures, dental implants could be the solution you've been looking for. Implants are a special metal screw placed in the jawbone where the tooth or teeth used to be. After a while, this screw or implant fuses seamlessly with the jawbone, providing stability and durability. Dental implants look, feel, and function just like the natural teeth, giving you freedom to eat, speak, and laugh without worry. Bethel Dental Clinic, the smile starts here.
Healthy smile.
Hello, my name is Mamiukia, an entrepreneur and a mother of two. My work keeps me busy most of the time, and sometimes it takes me away from my family. But the safety and health of my family is very important to me. As a working mother, I cannot afford to take any chances when it comes to matters of health. That is why I signed up for a family healthcare plan from Equity Health Insurance. My family and I have access to over 700 hospitals, clinics, opticians, dentists, pharmacies, and diagnostic centers across the length and breadth of Ghana. With Equity Health Insurance, I no longer have to worry about medical bills. Anytime a member of my family visits a hospital, Equity Health Insurance has got my family and I covered. What about you? Who has got you covered?
Call Equity Health Insurance on 050-660-7910 and talk to them about your family health needs now. Visit equityhealthinsurance.com for more information. Equity Health Insurance, here for you.
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books and Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes three of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes four of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom.
Kingdom. And my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first point of call. With over 40 years experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery and equipment. Visit our head office, Osu Akwaeji, or our office near the Osu Stadium. We're also in Tema Committee 1, opposite Olam SHF, Kumase KNUSD Campus, UCC, Cape Coast, and now at the Marina Mall, Airport City. Or call us 0302-764101, 764209, or 762792. Visit our website, www.kingdomgh.com. You
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.